Expectation for James Riegel, R-I-E-G-L-E, January 2742. Address as a letter to Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Chan, C-H-A-N, 879205. Dear Dr. Chan, follow up for Mr. Riegel with chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Has underlying COPD, inhalers, hard of hearing, comes in company with her daughter. I did an extensive review system, which was negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix. Has been on potassium replacement, inhalers, antidepressants, cholesterol treatment, for angina on Ranexa. Next paragraph, blood pressure 145/78 by nurse, weight 261, COPD abnormalities, distant clear, no respiratory distress, hard of hearing, normal speech, minor JVD, no abdominal distension, tenderness or masses, trace edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry review, creatinine at 1.79 for a GFR of 37, stage 3B. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over the last 1-2 years. No evidence of progression. There is no indication for dialysis. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Kidney size is normal without obstruction. Testing for renal artery stenosis, a high peak systolic velocity on the left side, above 180, other societies recommend more than 200, No intervention has been done yet. Depending on blood pressure behavior, creatinine, we might do a formal CT scan angiogram or vascular consultation. Next number, hemoglobin above 10, no need for EPO treatment. Next number, minor elevated PTH at 68, does not require any specific treatment for secondary hypoparathyroidism. Next number, normal sodium potassium. Next number, elevated bicarbonate, likely representing diuretic exposure and COPD compensatory effect. Next number, normal nutrition and calcium. Normal sodium potassium. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.